In Chechnya, the turbulent region of Russia, a candidate backed by the Kremlin has been declared the winner of a special presidential election. The balloting was held to replace the last leader backed by Moscow. He was assassinated in May. Now, this election follows last week's near-simultaneous crashes of two Russian airplanes. Russian security officials are examining the possible involvement of Chechen extremists in those incidents. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Chechnya's new Kremlin-backed leader is Alu Alkhanov. Until now, he'd been a high-ranking local police official. Elections officials said Alkhanov won easily, collecting nearly 75% of the vote. In reality, Alkhanov's victory was a foregone conclusion from the start. He'd been hand-picked by the Kremlin. And to ensure an already sure thing, Alkhanov's main challenger was kept off the ballot on a technicality. Some of the six also-rans allowed to compete against Alkhanov complained of ballot box stuffing. Nonetheless, some Chechens said they voted for Alkhanov out of a desire for less confrontation with Moscow and an end to the decade of bloodshed in the region. But Alkhanov looks to have his work cut out for him. Chechen separatists have vowed to kill the 47-year-old president-elect. And Alkhanov supports the Kremlin line of ruling out talks with the rebels, some of whom have gained the backing of radical Islamist circles in the Middle East. Separatists had vowed to disrupt yesterday's vote, but there was only one violent incident. A man who tried to enter a polling precinct with a suspicious package blew himself up after being chased away by police. No one else was hurt. The Chechen vote came just days after two Russian passenger planes crashed nearly simultaneously, killing at least 89 people. Security officials are examining the possibility that two Chechen women, one on each plane, set off bombs in the tail sections of the airliners, causing them to break up at high altitude. Traces of explosives have been found in the wreckage of both planes. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.